Hey y'all, Seven Rounds in Heaven is back. We're brought to you by the Armchair All-Americans as a part of the Armchair Media Network. Of course, we're continuing our college football NFL draft conference previews today, AJ.
Of course.
With an offensive heavy conference.
As it always is, Rob.
It's I, as AJ alluded to, Rob Paul, the Armchair Scout, aka the best David Montgomery gift maker in the business.
Debatable.
I made like 10 of them the other day.
I saw.
Thanks for liking them
all. Yeah, I was about to say, guess how many I liked.
And with me as always, that's right, AJ Mountain Man Marchese.
Thank you for that illustrious title.
I just figure you grew up a hillbilly in West Virginia.
I did. You know I did.
With Will Grier.
And I'm still resentful that West Virginia's in the Big 12.
As we all are.
And Mizzou's in the SEC. I don't like that either, but anyways.
Yeah, that one bothers me a lot too.
Mm-hmm. And no one mentions it. Anyways,
let's yeah, I know. Talk about this. Bring back the border war, Kansas versus Missouri. Today, for our college football NFL draft conference preview show, we'll be chatting about the top players in the Big 12. So let's hit it.
The time's off the clock. The picks have been made. A bunch of rookies about to be paid. They've left the stage. The lights have gone down. Everyone's gone back home to their towns. So it's time to rock. It's time to play ball. I can't freaking wait for the fall. 7 rounds have passed. 7 rounds have gone. So let's kick some ass. Let's watch Saquon. If you took a chance, if you got it wrong, well, you set your franchise back. But bumch.
Big 12 football is back. Or is it? AJ? Or is it? No Baker Mayfield. Oklahoma's still probably going to win this conference.
Yep. Spoiler and alert.
With a shortstop playing QB.
As they all should.
I mean, Will Grier, probably.
Shortstop?
Well, no. I can see him coming into the bullpen with that hair and that beard.
That's true. He does look like a bullpen guy. With a
big old dip in and, like, covered in pine tar for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Probably dig up some old racist tweets, too.
Most definitely. He played at Florida and West Virginia.
Yep.
That's hard to beat. Okay. A lot I found, just talking broadly...
Mm-hmm.
Running backs and receivers.
Yes.
That I enjoyed.
Yep.
And then like 5 other guys total.
Yep.
Does that sound right?
Welcome to the Big 12.
Very slim defense.
How many guys got drafted last year? The Big 12 defense. Defense.
Oboe.
Yep. DJ Reed.
Oklahoma State safety that Seattle's making a corner.
Oh, yeah. Flowers.
Flowers.
We shouldn't do this live. We're going to miss guys.
I'm sure they're... I don't know. That sounds right.
Did Armstrong? Or did he go UDFA?
No, he got picked. He got picked. Dallas took him.
Okay.
Okay. Defense. Oh, Malik Jefferson?
Jefferson, yeah.
Holton Hill didn't even get drafted, right?
No, neither did Puna.
Oh, but your boy, safety, number 4, Texas.
Oh, right. Wow. Blanking too. This is bad.
Also, Kaiser White.
Kaiser, yeah. So they did okay. They did okay.
That sounds decent.
That sounds, yeah.
That might be it, though. It's probably it.
Anyone TCU? No.
Did Oklahoma have anybody other than Oboe? Jordan Thomas went undrafted.
Undrafted,
Stephen
yeah.
Stephen Parker went undrafted.
That's it.
I mean, killed Kelly in 2 years first round.
Actually, I heard his name on tape today, but anyways.
I'm pretty sure he's a... Is he first team all-conference? Second team?
Ooh, just because he was a 5-star.
No, sorry, third team all-conference for the...
Just because he's a 5-star.
All right. Well, that was fun. Thanks for tuning into this podcast.
This What Happened in the Draft This Year podcast.
Where we just guess and we're probably incorrect and can't think of guys' names and just say their numbers.
Yep.
All right, quarterbacks. The cream of the crop. The guy who gets mocked in the first round of most mock drafts for some reason.
Numbers, baby.
Two famous brothers on Snapchat? Is that what they're from?
I think it was Vine, but they probably transitioned over to Snapchat now.
Snapface?
Yeah, Face Snap, I think it is.
Will Wildman Greer, Bill Greer of West Virginia.
Billiam Greer.
Is he your QB1?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine too, but like...
I don't hate Will Greer. I don't hate Will Greer.
I don't hate him either, but it's going to sound like I hate him just because like how some people think of him.
Like, okay, let's get this out in the open. What's your draft range for him?
Like, he's a day 3 pick. I think, like, fifth? Fifth sounds right.
Fourth. I think, like, late third, fourth for me.
Like, I don't think... I think he has high-end backup ability, but I don't see a starter there.
I enjoyed watching him, though. He's fun.
Oh, he's so fun. Also, I found the West Virginia receivers go up and get the ball for him all of the time.
Will Greer loves to leave the pocket, scramble, and just chuck balls, and then those receivers are just going up and grabbing them.
Yeah, like, and he has good receivers. Obviously, we'll talk a bit about David Sills in a bit, and Gary Jennings, and Caron White was a, like, I know he went undrafted.
It's a good college receiver, though.
Good college receiver.
You want to break down some Willie Greer?
Yeah. So you mentioned he bails on the pocket clean. A lot. Clean pockets a lot.
Yes. Yes.
And he has nice mobility. And he's a
very he's not just mobile, but he's like quick.
Yeah.
He's one of the quickest quarterbacks I've seen, to be honest.
Got that Baker Mayfield like short area quickness for sure.
Yep.
And I think you need that when you're a shorter QB. I have him at like 6'1", 215.
Yep, same here.
Okay. And I've heard Daniel Jeremiah say that he's taller than Will Greer, and Daniel Jeremiah is barely 6'1", I think he said. So. He
shouldn't have been starting at App State with that height.
He was a part-time starter. Let's come on. Don't give DJ too much credit. But yeah, so Greer will bail on clean pockets. You know, kind of just chuck it up.
Yep.
And sometimes it's hard to tell if he's putting in a ball really accurately or if his receivers are making a play on it.
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
And sometimes I think it's definitely a bit of both.
But yeah.
He has a strong arm, though.
Okay. I feel like the arm, I don't know if his arm strength is overrated or if it's just inconsistent. Because sometimes he's trying to throw deep and it's just not there. I don't know if you noticed that, but like, but then there's other times where he's throwing off insane platforms and is going 70 yards in the air.
I think his
60.
Yeah, his whole game, I think, is inconsistent.
It's weird, though. Like, sometimes he just can't throw it that far, and then sometimes he's on one foot going towards the sideline and throws this middle of the field 60 yards downfield. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, he deserves the Wild Man Bill title. Cause
I agree.
You kind of never know what's going to happen with him. And he's so much fun to watch. He's one of the most fun college quarterbacks for sure.
Yeah.
And a great college quarterback. It's just, I don't know.
He is a very inconsistent guy.
And inconsistency isn't QB, like, first-round quarterback material.
Like, no, he's not a first-round guy. Like, I'm probably a little high on him, in my opinion. I just kind of slapped that grade on him because he makes so many plays and he's fun.
Yeah, I think his mechanics are inconsistent. Footwork's inconsistent. Yeah. Sometimes he struggles with touch. His accuracy on all levels is kind of all over the place. I do think he's quite poised, even though he plays so sporadically.
Yeah, I agree.
Obviously, we touched on the mobility. And the arm strength is inconsistent, but you see it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Go ahead. To me, for him, like... I know, I feel like people like be like, well, Baker Mayfield, he was like he wasn't bailing on clean pockets, but using mobility to make plays. Mm-hmm. But it's not the same, because when Baker sat in the pocket and had time, he was also one of the most accurate college quarterbacks I've seen.
Yeah.
And it's just different.
For real. One thing, I agreed with pretty much everything you said. One thing you didn't touch on, I feel like is... His release and like the velocity are quick when he's throwing short, but then his motion gets elongated the longer he throws downfield, and also like the velocity is not there. I don't know. It's really weird.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know what I'm saying though. It's strange.
No, totally. That's what that's why I can't believe people gave him first round hype.
He was, he's in Florida, big recruit, and
had success there before. it all
went. Yeah, the PDs, so, which is weird, but yeah.
And then obviously he was fantastic for West Virginia last year.
But it's going to be fun to watch him at West Virginia this year, that's for
definitely.
Sure.
And definitely a draftable guy.
But yeah, I'm not touching before the middle of the third round or anything like that.
Yeah, totally.
Anyone else you want to...
Did any other quarterbacks catch your eye?
Not really, but I mean, who's next for you? Drew Brown?
Yeah.
Me too. Okay, if you want to talk about Drew Brown, we can. Cause
do you have a draftable grade on him?
I don't think so.
Me neither.
But you know what? I can see a late seventh if he puts together a good year.
Especially since he transferred to Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
Like, the Hawaii quarterback.
Like, he has a bit of the it factor. He's a playmaker, but, like, I don't know. He's kind of like a poor man's Will Greer, to be honest.
Yeah. He definitely has the mobility. I don't know. I thought his arm was meh.
Yeah, it is. It is, yeah.
His accuracy, meh. Poise, a little meh.
Really bad decisions forcing balls. Also, takes some really bad sacks.
But again, at Oklahoma State, like, he should put up some numbers. I didn't mind his mechanics or his footwork.
No, he's small.
But he's also small, yeah.
Yeah.
CFL quarterback?
Possible, yeah. I thought that when I was watching him.
He hasn't won the Oklahoma State job either, so.
No.
We have to wait on that. The other two QBs, Kyle Kemp of Iowa State.
Nothing there.
Good for an Iowa State quarterback.
I like Kyle Kemp. Like, I was kind of... Yeah, there's... I like that he, you know, he won the job last year and did well there, but yeah.
Yeah, physical tools aren't there, and, like, mm-hmm. nothing's, like, that clean. There's nothing good about his game, I guess. Mm-hmm. And Shane Bouchel's terrible.
Whoa.
No offense, Shane. Ellinger's going to start for them 100% after watching.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how bad Bouchel is.
You know, Bouchel has a soft spot in my heart.
Yeah,
after his very first college starting, it looked really good. But yeah, he's not good. He Sorry, is, Shane.
Yeah.
He can move. He's got the it factor, but he's, yeah, nothing there. Sorry, Shane.
Yeah, on to running backs. I like a lot of these running backs.
Me too.
Is your one David Montgomery of Iowa State?
No.
Really?
No, I'm joking. Actually, I know you love David Montgomery, so I had to say that. David Montgomery is my number one running back in the draft so far, through our whole podcast process.
Yeah.
By far, to be honest.
Yep.
I like him. I like him a lot.
Do you have a grade on him yet, or?
Like a round grade?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have him, what, 20 to 40 if so, picks.
Yeah, so first. Yes. Late first, early second.
Yes.
Good running back range. His game... He's, to me, the most fun college running back right now. There's a lot of running backs in his
draft. I know you love him. I
absolutely love him. He's 5'11", 225. So
he is very fun to watch.
Size box checked. His contact balance is maybe the best I've seen.
Like, ever.
Yeah. Like, from scouting.
It's really fun watching him, like, throw dudes off, and, like, he's very fun to watch.
And like, he's elusive, but he's also got power.
Yep.
Against Iowa, I watched him get stuffed, like, 3 yards out from the end zone and just kept the leg drive going and went through Josie Jewell for a touchdown.
Yep.
But also at other times, he's just bouncing off everybody, spinning, throwing a little step. They use him in the receiving game, too.
Yes, they motion him out of the backfield a lot, and he's got good hands, and he's dangerous with the ball in space.
Watching, just anytime I was watching an Iowa State player.
Yeah, I watched Kemp first. So, yeah.
And one of Kemp's first plays was a pass to Montgomery.
Yep.
And he just does all kinds of crazy stuff. Yep. I was just like, damn, I love this. And I think having Montgomery, like Matt Campbell, the Iowa State head coach.
Yep.
Really nice offensive mind. Having a guy like Montgomery and taking advantage of all his skills for Campbell, really fun.
Only a sophomore, too, last year. I think he's going to be, you know, just keep getting better. A couple like, knocks. Let's go to the negative side for a sec. He's a bit of a feast or famine runner.
Yep.
But, like, the O-line gives him nothing.
Yeah.
So I want to see a little more consistency between the tackles going forward with him. But he looks like he could be really special.
Yeah. It's just a guy that size, those movement skills. Mm-hmm. Like, the power and the contact balance are awesome. And that's kind of his game. But also, when he needs to make a guy just miss in the open field, he can do that.
He's really elusive, and it's the short, choppy cuts.
Like, yeah. He also is better in pass pro than a lot of these guys.
And not bad.
Like,
solid.
Like, nobody, he's willing. Basically, nobody's good.
Yeah.
So when a guy's like, yeah.
No college running back's ever good in pass pro. I mean,
Saquon.
Solid. He's just strong. Yeah, I know.
Actually, Zeke was really, really good. Zeke might be the best pass pro back I've seen.
More to that Cowboys offensive line, eh?
Sorry, Mike Tolbert coming out was the best.
Quickly, I forgot to mention this. I wanted to touch on this when you were talking. If David Montgomery makes one guy miss, he's going to make like two or three more guys. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, it's always like that. It's fun.
Yeah. I think he's my highest rated player in the Big 12. Yeah, he is my highest rated player in the Big 12.
Mine too. Comp it.
Oh, I have Frank Gore.
I have another NFC West running back.
Sean Alexander.
Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. I see a lot of it. Again, like I said, with the short, choppy cuts, like Marshawn had a really distinct running style. Obviously, the power and everything, but just physically how he ran was very distinct. Montgomery touches that a little bit. And obviously, the fierceness, the balance, that type of stuff.
Anytime you see like a violent, but like not just power violent, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. Darius Geis had it too.
Yes, but I think Montgomery's closer to Marshawn than Geis was. Not saying that Geis is worse than Geis Montgomery.
Geis is trashing my comp to Geis last
year. No, I had the same comp last year.
I know, I'm kidding.
But Montgomery reminds me of Geis too, so...
So you're going to comp that? Real early comp?
Yeah, go for it. Why not? Who cares? It means nothing.
To me, one other running back really stood out. I want to just consume as much film as him as I can. I've only seen four games because I can't tell if he's awesome or somewhat of a product of his surroundings and the situation.
I already know where you're going with this, yeah.
Khalil Herbert of Kansas.
No, that one game was awesome, but we'll get there in a sec.
Rodney Anderson of Oklahoma.
Yes, okay.
I can't tell if he's really, like, has first-round ability or is solid with a lot of everything else was great.
I think it's more of the latter. Like, that's where I landed on him. He's big. He's explosive. Like, but he always needs a lane to get going. Like, he's not making guys miss in the backfield or anything like that, or in traffic. It's in the open field, and he does it well, but it's not in the tight spaces. And, like,
and when he's got the lane, like, he's got sweet burst.
For sure. He's not that – I don't see him making that many moves. Yeah. He's not too agile. And I like Rodney Anderson. He's fun, and he's going to put up monster numbers in Oklahoma this year. But
good player in the receiving game, too, which I can get mm-hmm. behind. 6'1", 220. You got that size. But, yeah, that's a guy who more than – any of these other running backs, I need more film on. Even though I've done four games, just because I'm so unsure. And I think not having Baker Mayfield there and like even Orlando Brown being gone, things like that.
Yes,
this will be a big year for him.
Yeah, I don't need old tape on Ron Anderson. I need this year.
Yeah,
on Ron
Anderson. No, he's one of those guys who I definitely want to see more of. It's hard. Like, it's just hard to tell with him.
I think he's more of a fourth or fifth round guy, but
I have a third on him right now.
Mm-hmm. I can see him jumping up if he has a big year, and like NFL is going to like him, I think, right? So
size, and he's going to he seems
pedigree
with that burst too.
You know, if he has a big year, it's going to be Adrian Peterson comps. Paul? You know that, right?
But he's not that.
No, of course not. No, but I'm just saying. You know, the media is going to be saying shit like that.
All running backs scare me if they're not, like, power dudes.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
They run too high a lot of the time.
He feels like a little bit of a mix between Derrick Henry and Bo Scarborough, to be honest. But
that's interesting.
A little bit.
Who? I was a known Derrick Henry
hater?
Yeah.
you know, the tall, like, and like, yeah. Bo is on the bottom end of that spectrum and Henry's on the top end, but yeah.
Yeah. Definitely want to see more of him. All right. Hop to in-state rival, Oklahoma State.
My boy here.
Yeah, but. I was about to plug that. Don't worry. Okay,
sorry, Ruff.
AJ, big Justice Hill guy. Like, just from watching him live. Now you've seen the tape. What do you think?
He's okay.
Does he hold up? Oh, maybe I'm higher on him than you then.
Maybe. I don't know. Like, I like Justice Hill. Dude, he's 5'10", 185. He's like he's fast. It's legit speed. The burst is nice.
I think he's like going to be a complimentary type dude.
I think he could be. Like, so what's your grade on him?
I'm a fourth.
So I'm a six, but I think he could be very good if the offense changed a bit. Because like, I think they should use him more as a receiver because he flashed that in a bit. He knows how to get open.
My comp on him right now, it's a little high end, but it's Deion Lewis before the knee. Where he was that elusive pass catcher.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, Deion Lewis's career is two different players to me. So, early Deion Lewis type of guy.
I just think he needs more time in college, both in the weight room and in the program and on the field. Like, I like him. I can see him becoming a fourth or third round type of guy. It's just, I think he needs to put on a little more weight and hopefully keep that speed. Because, like, he kind of goes down easy.
Yeah.
He gets caught a lot. Like, just, like, he gets his legs taken out where like it's like these 4 or 5 yard runs that he has could easily be 10 or 12 or more yard runs.
And it's kind of just how we talked about Anderson with Baker Mayfield gone. It'll be interesting to see how it works with Mason Rudolph gone. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that one, to be honest, but it's not the same thing.
No, I'm just seeing like he'll be featured more.
I know. I'm just making a Mason Rudolph joke. By the way, he looked terrible on the tape, on Justice Hill tape, but anyways.
What else is new?
Yeah. I like him. I think he could turn into a legit player. But, like, I do see a role, even if he doesn't mature. I don't know the word to use.
Quick question. Are you going to be saying all the same things about J.D. King next year?
No, J.D. King's big. I like J.D. King. I'm excited for him.
That's actually a very underrated.
It's an awesome duo. I love it. Yes.
Both very good. Well, at least for college, very good runners.
Agree. I think it could be pretty awesome, to be honest.
Okay, any other running backs catch your eye?
How about your boy Khalil Herbert?
He's better than I was expecting. I mean, he hosts West Virginia.
This is a case of one game, and my rankings, my grades will always be terrible because it's one game.
Yeah, there's only one game of tape on him.
Yeah, so like on that one game, he looks like a fifth round guy. But
well, that's where I have him.
Yeah, I mean,
he's. Also, like, Kansas is nothing, so hopefully he's just used a ton this year just to see more of him.
I don't know if I've seen a running back that, like, gets up to speed as fast as he does.
His burst, his quickness, those are the two things that stood out
for me. Yeah, it's like the second he touches the ball, he's already at top speed, and sometimes it's too fast and he runs into pulling linemen. It's kind of funny, but then there's no second gear. It's only fast, and it's from the second he touches the ball. I kind of like him, but...
I do, too.
I do like him, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't mind Darius Anderson. He got hurt in the Oklahoma game. That's the only game there was, but...
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some tools there, and I've seen him play before. And I think he'll be...
Keep bragging.
I think he'll be featured in TCU's offense with Kenny Trill gone, so...
Yeah.
Just a guy to keep an eye on.
Who else was there?
Alex Barnes of K-State runs... he runs a little high...
Yeah,
for a bigger back, if he could get lower, because he's got some athleticism for a bigger guy.
Like, yeah, he does. Like, see, I could see him getting drafted really late or UDFA. But like, sometimes he looks like a jag, but like, he'll also flash. You know, like you said, he shows some nice change of direction ability for his size, mm-hmm. bit of speed. And like, yeah, 6'2", 230. Listen, to that, so he's not bad.
Anyone else really catch your eye?
I don't think so.
No. I thought Trey Watson would be better. The transfer from Cal to Texas.
Oh yeah,
smaller guy. Yeah, I was like expecting like maybe what I saw was Justice Hill type of thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it no.
It's funny that watching tape, you became higher on Justice Hill, and I became lower. But
yeah,
because you know I was a big Justice Hill guy, just watching games last year.
And now you're one of those guys wearing the start JD over JH.
No, they're not.
Yeah, I'm sure those shirts are made.
Yeah, they're selling like hotcakes in Stillwater. No, I like them. I think they're going to be an awesome backfield.
Overall, good group of running backs in the Big 12, though.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And a lot of different skill sets. I think the best position group in the Big 12 is wide receiver.
Agree.
Not, like, surprised by that either.
Nope.
I think one dude is... This is a dude I'll bang the table for. But who's your wide receiver one from the Big 12?
It is Colin Johnson.
My man.
But, I mean, I like a lot of them.
Oh, no. I think it's... Like, it's not even a top-heavy talent. It's just very... I think it's a deep talent group.
I kept finding, like, thinking these guys are, like, second or third round guys.
That's what I mean. Like, there's not a ton of first round guys.
No. But, like, okay. Obviously, with Colin Johnson, he could become that type of guy.
Yeah, I don't have a first round grade. But, again, I have, like, four first round grades. Hey, David Montgomery's one of them.
But
Colin Johnson definitely has the tools. He needs more consistent QB play. But when you're 6'5", 220,
yeah,
and his athleticism, his ball adjustment skill,
yep,
like he kills Iman Marshall in the USC game.
He does, yeah, for real. He moves really well for 6'5", 220. Like you said, the body control and the adjustment to ball is really nice. He's got a good release of that size. And some spectacular catches.
Yeah. He also, like, does some damage after the catch, which I don't always expect out of a taller, thinner dude.
Yeah, it's not bad.
He blocks well, I find.
He does, yeah.
And, but yeah, the hands, the ball adjustment, his ability in traffic. Mm-hmm. Route running needs work.
For real. He's not asked to run a lot of routes, like, though.
Three routes. I mean, yeah. A lot of these Big 12 dudes do. But
it's like a go and a drag and a comeback. Like, that's,
I mean, it. Can their quarterbacks throw other routes? Maybe not.
Yo, Sam Ellinger has potential.
I didn't realize how big Ellinger is. 6'3", 230 is just a sophomore now.
Yee. Thick boy.
Sophomore. I didn't, like, just glimpses of him. He seemed a lot more talented than Bouchel.
Shut up. But yeah, he is.
But yeah, Colin Johnson has all the makings of, like, that top tier first round receiver.
I think this receiver group already looks better than last year's.
I think last year's was deep.
And fun. Like, and I liked the group.
Yeah, and fun. Like, guys like Anthony Miller for you, Dante Pettis for me, guys who aren't first-round picks but have the tools. And there wasn't a ton of first-round talent. This year looks like there's a lot more potential first-round guys.
Yeah, it's like the prototypical ones and big two. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, there's like...
Potential.
Right now, there's four guys I could see going in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I have first round grades on anyone but N'Keal Harry, but
yeah,
yeah, but yeah, Colin Johnson like looks like
the bigger guys. Last year was like, you know, the route runners and like the yak guys, and this year it's the bigger guys.
Yeah, he's the top dude here.
I'm not too far. Like, my other guys, Davis Hills isn't too far behind. I liked him a lot more than I expected to.
Yeah. I didn't know if he was going to be a product of... I kind of thought he would be going in. This dude's just going to be a product of the system.
Yeah.
But, like, no.
He kind of... Like, there's nothing that, like... He's kind of well-rounded, David Sills, which also surprised me.
Yeah. He's... Like, and he's got the size, 6'3", 205.
Yep. Yeah.
Solid hands. Again, not a lot of reds because they don't...
Like, better than Johnson, though.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
He gets in it. Like, he's a decent route runner. He's not a lot of routes, but he runs them well.
It's one of those guys where we've talked about before. He's not asked to run a lot of routes, but you can tell he can.
Yes, which is surprised me as well. I didn't expect that too much.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He's got a little more athleticism than I was expecting.
Me too. More damage after the catch than I anticipated.
Adjust the ball as well. Good in traffic. Mm-hmm. Tough dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I seen he laid some dudes out in blocks.
Real gym rat. First guy in, last one out.
Coach's son.
Guess who my comp is? It's a white guy.
I'm missing it. I don't know.
Eric Decker.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't know if I like it.
Julian Edelman also.
Yeah, there you go. That's perfect.
He's like 6 inches taller.
You know who my comp is? Faster Joe Dervish.
Yeah, your go-to.
I just say that. I don't even know what it means. I like David Sills. Again, second, third round range for me.
Yeah, third.
Yeah.
Just
I like Johnson more, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, me too. Just hopping to Hollywood Brown real quick.
Mm-hmm. I mean, my boy.
5'11", 165, real thin.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's real fast.
His speed is sick. I think he's the fastest receiver in the class.
He is so much fun.
Fastest player in the class, actually.
Him, Kyler Murray, and Ronnie Anderson kind of, you know, letting Lincoln Riley play around with those three is going to be really fun.
Like, they have CeeDee Lamb and stuff, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no, they'll be a really fun offense again. But, yeah, he's the type of dude, get the ball to him in space, he can burn everybody.
Yep.
Also, just burn you straight deep. Doesn't run a lot of routes. No. Needs some work in traffic and, like, not going to be, like, the guy you look to on, like, a 3rd and 6.
No.
But game breaker type.
He's a playmaker. Yeah, like, for sure.
He's got that DeSean Jackson deep threat ability, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And reminds me of DeSean Jackson because of how thin he is.
Sure.
Like, DeSean Jackson is, like, the skinniest Pro Bowl receiver of all time, probably.
Probably.
Until
Jakeem Grant this year, baby.
Come on. Jakeem weighs the same as Hollywood, but is like 7 inches shorter.
It's true. He's got track thickness.
Any other guys you like?
I like Denzel Mims.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
I wasn't sure, but now I'm sure.
I don't know why I liked him so.
Dude, that one catch, I think it's kind of on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The one high point.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Oh, the bobble one.
The bobble one where it's one. Yeah. But the high point's sick, too.
Yeah. He had a... Again, it was a small sample size. I watched the Oklahoma game. But he was a monster.
Tall, thin dude who adjusts the balls, again, really well. It's like... I don't know. He seems to, like... Gumby's a weird word to use to describe a human, but like he's got that Gumby to him.
I agree, he's got some Gumby to him, but like his feet are sweet though.
Yeah, no, he's
got like such nymph. Like, okay, there we go. He's a ballerina. That's the comp.
That's a good one. He's got a lot of potential. Like, he was a true sophomore last year.
Yeah.
A lot of potential with him.
Again, just from this, third round looking guy for me.
Same.
Not too far below Sills and Johnson.
I think he's got a lot of upside.
Kind of reminds me a bit of Paul Richardson, but maybe a little more to him.
Oh, okay. I like that. It's definitely mm-hmm. like the way I was trying to say Gumby, that's the Richardson way I would describe Richardson too.
Similar size. Richardson went second, right? Second, third? I can't remember now.
I think it was second.
I think it was too. It was. Yeah, so I think he can... Again, quarterback play could be a question in Baylor, but...
Yeah. But he's the best player on Baylor.
Apparently. He looks awesome.
One other guy I'll throw out there who I find really intriguing. TJ Vasher of Texas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
Rail thin, but 6'5 in rail thin, so it's very odd.
Nice.
Really good ball adjustment guy again. Makes a crazy one-handed catch down the field against Texas. Good hands, good red zone threat with that height. Doesn't run any routes.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't do a lot after the catch. Like, goes down pretty easily because he's so tall and thin, I guess. And but the adjustment, the deep threat ability at that height and the hands, like, I have draftable on him for sure.
Anything with Jalen McCluskey?
Need to, like, I'm sure he'll put up, like, he's the most experienced OK State receiver back, so I'm sure he'll put up stupid numbers.
Yeah.
There's some slot ability there.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of just a guy. It's quick release. He's pretty speedy, but he's again, 5'10", 170-ish.
Yeah.
Not very big. He's okay. Like, yeah, no, UDFA, late 7, I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds right. Gary Jennings, West Virginia. And Hakeem Butler of Iowa State. Kind of was hoping to see more from them, but...
Gary Jennings was kind of weird. It was like... He was like their possession guy. He just keeps hitting these little out routes all day. And then you know, there's the one Will Greer ball where he just chucks and Gary Jennings comes from the other side of the field to make a Hail Mary catch.
Like, Caron White's kind of on the, like, it looks like he's throwing Caron White, I think.
Yeah.
And then he, Jennings comes out of nowhere and makes the
game. Yeah. So it's so weird. Gary Jennings either like a short possession outlet guy for West Virginia, and then it's the big touchdowns. It's very strange.
Mm-hmm.
Draftable-ish for me, borderline. I mean,
with Caron White gone, he'll see more playing time too.
Yeah. 6'1", 204. That's not bad. So. Yeah.
And Hakeem Butler's 6'6", 219. Really good. Yeah, Iowa State loves tall receivers, I guess.
Yeah, him and Lazard, like, wow.
But, no, hands are iffy, doesn't run that many routes, kind of slow off the line, doesn't do a ton after the catch.
Mm-hmm.
When he does get going, though, it takes, like, 10 yards. He can make plays deep downfield.
That's cool.
And the height's good.
And he flashed some on the Kyle Kemp tape.
He's entering just his redshirt junior year, so, like, considering he has two more seasons, like, he could end up doing some stuff in the future.
Yeah, I don't think I'll...
Seventh to UDFA type. Same range as Gary Jennings.
Like, yeah, like, Mims is going to come out or, like, you know. Maybe we should just start doing seniors, but that would be lame.
Yeah. Yo, what about Kevontae Turpin, TCU?
Okay, so the only game tape on him, it was a two-minute... I'm not even going to call it tape. I'll call it a clip. And it's a couple plays of him doing nothing and one end around for an 18-yard carry.
Very confusing tape to watch, expecting him to catch a pass.
Why'd you make that tape? You could have done something better. You could have done something better with your time.
5'9", 153, so.
Yeah, he's 153 pounds.
I feel like he's going to be really fun for TCU this year. But
he was pretty good last year. I mean, yeah. I remember him sticking out during TCU games, but.
Long live Kevontae Turpin. More on him when there's real tape.
Maybe.
It turns out the Big 12 doesn't believe in tight ends. There's literally...
I don't think college football believes in tight ends right now, apparently.
Like, the preseason all-conference team doesn't list tight ends. I went through every team's depth chart, and I, like, had heard of, like, one tight end, because he was Mark Andrews' backup last year.
I didn't see guys catching balls at the tight end position.
No, from the QBs, no. And there's nobody with tape that plays tight end in the Big 12.
So, no.
Moving on to the offensive line. I'm in on Yodney Kajust of West Virginia. I am in.
How in are you?
I think there's first-round ability. Watch two games. Watch two games. The footwork, his ability in pass pro, his hand use. Needs to play meaner and needs to get himself to the second level in run blocking where he just doesn't. West Virginia's
he's not much of a run blocker.
West Virginia, a weird team to evaluate O-line for run blocking, too.
That is true, yeah.
But I think his footwork, his hand use in pass pro in general, and I think the athleticism, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't not see it.
Keep in mind, I have a third-round grade on him. I think there's first-round ability.
I have a third-round grade on him, too.
Okay.
He's really good in pass pro. Like,
there are times though, like in the run game where he just like doesn't do anything.
Yeah, for sure. And like, I think he was getting better as the year went on because the one tape was the Vautech game, mm-hmm. and he was making mistakes, but he's still like again solid in pass protection. And then the other game was Texas Tech later in the season.
Yeah.
And was looking better in that game. And also just watching Will Greer games, I was watching Kajust. He just kept catching my eye because like the protection for Greer was awesome, mm-hmm. and I was keeping my eye on him. And I think he was a guy that just got better as the year went on.
Yeah.
So you know, another full off season and another full year. I don't disagree with you that there's first round potential,
but he's definitely not there yet. But yeah,
no, 6'5", 308. He looks long too.
The double fives look bad the way West Virginia
does
fives. Eh? It looks like
it doesn't look like fives. It's weird. Like
deformed S's.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't like it. I knocked him for that.
Agree.
That's fair. Okay, I'll throw another name out there. Rice's left tackle, Calvin Anderson, transferred to Texas. 6'5", 300. Really nice movement skills. Gets himself to the second level. Better run blocker than pass protector.
Mm-hmm.
Footwork's meh. Like, I think he's a guard.
Okay.
Like a athletic leaner guard. He looks like a tackle, but he plays more like a guard. That's
Interesting.
But definitely draftable ability for him.
And so that's a nice pickup for Texas.
Yeah, I mean, he's no Connor Williams, but...
Oh, also a guard, apparently, so...
Any other Big 12 guys?
I didn't have anyone else.
Do you like Bobby Evans at all?
I didn't watch Bobby Evans.
He's a guard. He's 6'3", 312, the right tackle for Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Run blocker should play guard. Just like all Oklahoma tackles.
Again, watching Orlando Brown tape and lots of Oklahoma tape before, no one stood out to me on that line, but...
No.
Draftable? You have Evans?
Yeah, late. Cool. But as a guard. I think he's a guard.
Mm-hmm.
He's also a redshirt junior, so who knows?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Two more years. On the interior of the O-line, not a whole lot going on there. Dalton Risner of Kansas State's the guy.
Mm-hmm.
He like second round type of ability, probably. He plays left tackle for them, but like he also used to be their center.
Now, you're usually someone who loves interior offensive line play, and you get excited when you get to see a second-round guy, but you don't sound excited about
Reisner. I'm just trying to chill out on it.
Okay. Okay, you're trying to hide it. Okay.
He's very much like Cody Whitehair when Cody Whitehair is coming to Kansas State.
See, you went too far with the chill, and I called you out on it. I noticed. Well, you do go in between.
Uses his hands really well. Mean dude. Aggressive. Good anchor. Doesn't have a lot of athleticism. That's why like he plays tackle right now. He's going to have to move back to center in the NFL.
Mason Cole 2.0, baby.
Needs to get better getting to the second level. Again, athleticism's meh. But tools to be a starting NFL center, for sure.
Cool.
Other than that, Ben Powers of Oklahoma, kind of feel the same way I did about
Evans.
And Paul Star Wars.
Star Wars?
Yeah, that's literally how I think I used his last name, Texas Tech. Tall, lean guy who, I mean, athletic for a center. Interesting. But, yeah.
Is he an X-Wing or?
Nice. You feel good about that?
I don't know the Star Wars very much, Rob. I'm trying to be hip. It's popular again, baby.
Is it?
When the movies are coming out and there's lots of commercials about it, I assume it is.
Speaking of assuming, I assumed the Big 12 would add zero defensive prospects.
And you were right?
I was just barely wrong.
Okay.
But starting with the like interior defensive lineman, Dietrich Weiss's brother's not as good as him. Malcolm Roach of Texas is interesting. He plays 5 tech for Texas. He draftable type ability. I was hoping to see more, but he plays a weird spot. He's 6'3", 270, and plays 5 tech. So like
Texas has the other defensive lineman that's pretty good, isn't he? There's no tape though.
Puna Ford?
No, you know how much we both love Puna. No, can't remember his name.
Charles Omahinihu.
No, it's okay. Don't
worry. Reckon Hager.
Yeah,
that's Rams Hager's brother.
Yeah, yeah. I think he's supposed to be okay.
Yeah, well, he wasn't a starter. So.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
He had a bunch of TFLs. I don't know. I see him on Instagram a lot.
Wait, why did you follow him on Instagram?
No, like Elite College Football Instagrams things about him all the time for some reason.
See, he's supposed to be good.
He's got long hair. Yeah, no tape on him, though. But yeah, Roach is 6'3", 270 and plays 5 tech, so he's like very much a tweener.
Mm-hmm.
Not super athletic, but quick. Solid motor, holds the point well. Potential's there to be like fourth-ish round guy as a 5 tech. Needs to have weight, though, if he's going to be a 5 tech.
Yeah.
Other than that, like Ira Lewis and Daniel Weiss, Lewis of Baylor, Weiss of Kansas, both like kind of Jags, but like good for Big 12 defensive linemen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Nothing that...
Anyone catch your eye? Not really, I assume.
No.
I mean, it's the Big 12, so...
Puna Ford, come back.
Yeah, yo, Puna Ford was actually so sick in the Big 12.
I know.
Okay, moving to edges. This is where one of two guys I am high on from, like...
Defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, in the Big 12, who I think have the makings of first-round picks.
Whoa, okay. Let's hear it.
Ben Banogu. That's the first time I've said his name out loud.
Me too. That's why I let you say it first. Ben Banogu.
I feel you sound smoother. Yeah, Ben Banogu of Texas Christian, pass rusher. Did three games on him. First game, mm-hmm. I was like, damn, this dude's actually sick. And I was like, why didn't I know this? Maybe it's one game. And then I did two more, and I was like, no, I'm pretty happy with how good he is.
I didn't do enough. I only did one game, but he seems like okay.
What game did you do?
Arkansas.
Okay. I think he has elite hand use. Violent hands, has a handful of pass rush moves.
What was his big game? Sorry to interrupt you. Okay.
I don't know if it was big statistically, but a lot of pressures.
I'm pretty sure Arkansas was big statistically and why I went there. So.
Okay. Yeah, so uses his hands really well. High-end mm-hmm. motor. Solid athlete off the line. I love guys who use their hands well. Bend is okay.
Yeah, solid.
It's good enough. Sets the edge well. Not a super strong dude. He's 6'3", 245. Like, he's going to be a...
He's not terrible. Like, it's enough to hold up against the run.
Well, in the Big 12.
Yeah, in the Big 12.
But, okay, this might... I sound high on him. My comp for him's Melvin Ingram, so.
Holy shit. Okay. Yeah. I didn't see it.
That's why we do this, baby. Find out what we like and what we don't.
What grade did you give him?
I think he's sitting with a high third.
I have a fifth.
Okay.
I know he's supposed to have a pretty big year, though. Like, he's definitely one of the best defenders in the Big 12.
I mean, having a fifth on him, I'm being totally serious, then, like, that is big for the Big 12, to be honest.
No, I didn't hate him. It's just, yeah, I hate him. He's not bad. Yeah, he does everything pretty decently, like, to be honest.
I'm cheering for him. I feel like I'm becoming a TCU fan.
Haven't you always been?
I think kind of.
But I think so, too. K-State and TCU, love them both.
Yeah, it's so tough for me. I also love Texas Tech a little bit.
Ooh, I didn't know that. Michael Crabtree?
Yeah, just like the commitment to the air raid. I respect it.
anyways, a bit of a sidetrack, but I want to say it. I always find it interesting how like some programs just have the same like offensive scheme with forever.
Different coaches?
Yeah. Like they just like, okay, we're an air raid school, or, you know, we're a triple option school. Like,
do you think when Cliff's eventually fired for locking a kid in a broom closet, they'll just hire like Patrick Mahomes as head coach?
Yeah, probably. Patrick Mahomes will be player coach. He'll fly to KC and back every day.
Oh, that actually, sorry, Nick Schimanek. That sounds more right.
Yeah, it's probably Nick Schimanek.
Or Jet Duffy. Battling for the QB job this year, so. I also watched Greg Roberts of Baylor, edge. Big, like most Baylor edges, and not good.
Sean Open?
Yeah, I didn't want to say his name, but you did.
I know.
Yeah, that's it for edges. Linebackers, I was kind of impressed.
Small and speedy, all of them?
There's some, like Dakota Allen's the guy I have my highest grade on.
Good. I wanted to get to him, but I just didn't.
Okay, 6'1", 235. Size is nice with that.
I've seen him play a lot, though, on TV.
Yeah, well, I mean, sorry, my grade's off his Last Chance U season on Netflix. And I have a first-round grade.
Love it. He was the best player on that team.
He was, through all of it that I've seen, like, this has nothing to do with my grade, but he was always the, like, he's the best player, it seemed like, and, like, the one of the few good people.
Yes, for real. Like, he seemed like a good guy. Like, he seemed like I felt bad because some of the other guys there were not the best.
I also respect him that, like, he wanted to go fix it and go back to Texas Tech. Like, he wasn't mad. Cool. He owned it. Anyway.
Just admit it. It affects your grade. It did. But okay.
Of course. Nothing, like, stands out, but athletic, tackles well, solid instincts, struggles in coverage, struggles to pass rush, has trouble getting off blocks sometimes, but, like, he... Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he was the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year.
Tex can be on defense a lot.
Like, so. I have a fourth-round grade on him.
I mean, I've seen him play live and kept my eye on him, like, after watching Last Chance U, and it seems like he's that type of player, to be honest.
There's not, like, a ton around him either. Like, I want to see a little bit more of him in the way of instincts and mm-hmm. aggressiveness and trying to get off blocks a little better.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he should, for a Big 12 defensive player.
Ben Banigu is going to win defensive.
Yeah, I think Banigu will too. But, like, Dakota Allen's a dude who's going to put up crazy tackle numbers, probably.
I agree, yeah.
Because he's one of five guys in the conference who tackles. Another linebacker I kind of liked, fourth round grade as well, Gary Johnson of Texas. 6'1", 220. Not big. But
nope.
Speed is sick. Really athletic. I actually watched him because when I was doing Vasher, I did Vasher against Texas. Mm-hmm. Full game. And Johnson kept making plays, and it was like he was getting there quicker than Malik Jefferson. And so I was just like, I wrote his name down, got to him.
Mm-hmm.
He should have a big year too with Jefferson gone. But yeah, definitely super athletic guy. Needs to work on instincts. Again, small, so he struggles to get off blocks. I also wish he was better in coverage for an athletic guy, but it's the speed's coming forward, not going backward, I guess, for him.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit different from him. Ty Summers, TCU. Good against the run, kind of struggles against the pass. Struggles with athleticism, but I don't know. He's not. He might be better than Tank Carter.
That's saying something, to be honest.
And David Long of West Virginia. He's tiny as well. He's kind of like Gary Johnson. 5'11", 222. Really athletic. Misses, like, is around the ball so frequently that he'll make 10 tackles and also miss 10 tackles.
There's a lot of those guys.
Dude, like, also, I looked this up. Like, I didn't watch this game. He had 7 TFLs against Oklahoma State.
Damn.
But, yeah, he's always around the ball. Whether he makes the tackle or misses it, who knows. But
which I don't hate because, you know,
he can... he's getting there.
Yeah, exactly.
Future. He's also a redshirt junior. Future CFL, like, defensive player of the year.
Hall of Famer, yeah.
His athleticism is sick. And Joe Denis Jr. of Kansas. Is it Ben Heaney again? Probably. Okay, corners. One dude stood out. Potential. For, this is the other guy where I said Banigu, and the other guy who could be a first rounder.
Maybe, yeah.
It's Chris Boyd of Texas.
Really? Oh, okay. I remember Boyd. Watching.
Yeah, him and Holton Hill had some hype where they were the best Big 12 corner duo. And then Boyd went back. He's 6 foot 200. Good size. Very good man press dude. Like, that's his bread and butter. And his footwork is very nice. Struggles a bit in zone. Kind of gets, like, lost. I don't know. Like, the instincts are in zone. Or, you know, where it's like, zone, you're playing, you're using your body and your eyes to do different things, and some guys are good at that and some guys aren't. Like,
yeah.
He is, like, stick him on one guy, let him play press, and let him just cover that one guy.
That's okay.
Yeah, like, there's obviously a place for that. Good ball skills, good athleticism. Misses tackles, but is a willing tackler.
Yeah.
Which...
that's a lot of...
A lot of the more physical corners are like that, which, I mean, it's better than not wanting to tackle.
Yes.
But, yeah, I think he's got, like, starting NFL corner ability. Like, I have a third round on him, but I think that...
I like how there's, like, a trend. Like, if you think a guy could be a first-round guy, he just ends up as a third-round guy,
yeah,
like, for now.
Basically. Then Duke Shelley of Kansas State and Brian Peavy of Iowa State. Both similar dudes, both, like, 5'9"-ish, undersized, feisty... nickel potential, which are type of corners I like, but like Shelley is a better in zone nickel type dude, aggressive, tackles well. PV, it's kind of he's a better all around cover dude, but I would say slightly less athletic. But okay. But both have a place because their feistiness. Both seem like due to
it. Yeah,
who would get like Senior Bowl invites potentially?
Big 12 corners always kind of seem to be that type of guy.
Undersized, feisty nickels.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why Boyd stood out, because he's, like, long and actually plays, like, he's an actual outside-type corner dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. I think him versus, like, basically any given week with the depth at receiver in this conference.
Yeah.
And the difference, like, seeing him play Hollywood Brown 1 week and then David Sills the next week and Denzel Mims the next week. Like, very different types of receivers.
Yeah, we're going to have lots of good tape on him.
Yeah, so that's going to be exciting. There's, like, nothing else really at corner. Jumping to safety. One guy, like, not a first-round type dude, but Brandon Jones, also of Texas. Texas probably going to have the best defense in the country. Them or TCU going to have the best defense. 6'1", 205, rangy guy. He played, like, he'll play, like, that kind of single high role, but he'll also come down and play nickel, and I think there's some corner ability there.
Texas uses their safeties cool, like, yeah, like Deshaun Elliott too, like, yep. He played a lot of different positions last year.
They're like low-key doing a nice job defensively in that conference with talent and, like, production. They were the best defense last year in the conference.
Yeah, they were.
But yeah,
that was Alpuna, so
yeah. He's like, he's got nice range when he's in that single high mode. Does well in man or zone. Like, if he's coming up in nickel and covering a slot in man, he's good. If he's playing a deep, like, cover one, cover three type thing, he's good. Definitely has the athleticism to get places. Hips and feet are nice. Ball skills could use some work. Needs to, like, be a little more, if the opportunity's there, take it. Doesn't tackle. Not aggressive. If he doesn't have to tackle, he doesn't want to.
Elliot was doing all the tackling.
Honestly, knowing what Elliot is, and then seeing Jones, they were a very good contrasting style of safety.
Did you bump your Deshaun Elliott grade up now?
Yeah, I actually have him in the first now.
Nice, agree with you.
Yeah, but kind of surprised how much talent's in that Texas secondary just last season with Elliott, Jones, Boyd, and Holton Hill.
Yeah.
Good group.
Then Jefferson, like, the whole defense, Jefferson you throw in, Puna Ford, awesome college. I think he'll be good in the pros. Yeah. You know, there's a lot that's talented.
Yeah. And then one more safety that kind of caught my eye, Jayshon Johnson of Texas Tech, 5'10", 185, so he's a very small dude. Love that, like, small. But it's not, like, he's a good tackler, wants to, just when I see a safety like that, where he's a good tackler, he's very small, but good tackler, and he's aggressive, like, special teams potential there.
Yes, we did it, baby. No linebackers, but we got a safety with special teams potential.
All these linebackers, like, David Long could be the greatest special team
of all time. Yeah, I know. He didn't say it, though. Sorry.
And one more safety who is undrafted, but Ridwan Isahaku of TCU. That dude's special teams potential is on. Very good tackler.
Any punters, kickers? Do we have
I don't think
the next great Texas punter?
Honestly, Michael, like, Texas is fucked without Michael Dixon.
I saw some Michael Dixon highlights today at Seahawks training camp.
When I did that Texas Tech Texas game, I watched a couple Dixon punts and they were actually incredible.
His hang time is mess, and, like, he puts, like, weird spin on the ball. Anyways.
I haven't heard of any of the kickers or punters who are on the preseason All Big 12 team, except the Oklahoma kicker is first team kicker, but he's also second team punter.
That's sick. CFL big time.
Austin Siebert.
Yeah, I remember him, Siebert.
5'9", 208. He's got that Frank Gore size.
Is that your comp?
Yeah.
You like comping people to Frank Gore, eh?
Yeah, any opportunity I get. Yeah. I threw two names down, guys, there wasn't tape on, and I couldn't, like, find a way to get tape.
Yeah.
Jaquan Bailey of Iowa State, defensive lineman. And Kendall Adams, safety from Kansas State, who's bigger than some of the linebackers on this list.
That's cool.
But, yeah, those are two guys I'd like to see some on, just from flashes in-game or what I've heard. Other than that, that's everybody, so... Championship pick?
Yeah. Oklahoma's a class of this conference. You agree?
Yeah, definitely.
Second place is tough. Like, it could be Texas, You might have picked Texas. I went with West Virginia.
Interesting.
I don't know. I guess Greer's the best quarterback in the conference, and you know,
Sills and
Jennings. It's a quarterback-driven conference too. It's always.
I just don't. After what I saw Herbert do to that West Virginia defense, I can't buy him.
Yeah, and they're not as good this year, so it's a little scary. You have Texas?
I don't have. I wrote down Texas/TCU. Because both, it's going to be dependent on quarterback play.
Yes, for sure. I like Sam Ellinger, too. So if he puts it together, it could very well be Texas with Oklahoma.
I like him, too. I know TCU's got... What's his name? They have a... He was, like, the highest quarterback they'd signed until this year. They actually signed a guy who's going to be a frosh that's better.
Kenny Hill.
Sean Robinson.
Okay. I think I know what you're talking about.
Dual threat guy, but I think their defense is going to be quite good. Benigu, Summers.
It's almost just so well coached, yeah, too, right? Yeah,
that's the thing. So I'm gonna give TCU the edge because of Gary Patterson, basically.
Okay, respect. And Oklahoma blows them out.
But I think like both teams should win nine-ish games, and it'll come down to, like, between Texas TCU, 9-ish games, and it'll come down to conference.
Yeah, I mean, Oklahoma's got to go to West Virginia, and that's never easy, so.
Yeah, but overall, Oklahoma wins easily.
Yes, I mean, again, this conference is very up in the air this year, so.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
A lot of new faces.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that'll do it for 7 Rounds in Heaven this week. As we, if you made it this far, a lot of fun talking about the Big 12. next week, ACC. Which will be a much more well-rounded offensive and defensive conference.
Yes.
A lot of Clemson talk, I'm sure.
Yep.
And you can follow us on Twitter at AJMarchese13, at RobPaul54, at ACAllAmericans, and at ArmchairNFL. If you go to ArmchairAllAmericans.com, this past week I wrote about the best offensive and defensive prospect for the 2019 draft in each conference.
Wow.
Did you read it, AJ?
Nope. Yeah, I did.
Really?
Yeah, I always read your stuff.
So nice of you. Yeah, so check it out. Tune in for the ACC next week, and check you later, fam.